And as you heard, after the devastation unleashed by bushfires on the New South Wales south coast and in southeastern Victoria, authorities have called on people who don't need to be in the region to leave now, ahead of the weekend conditions. Hordes of people have responded, leading to massive traffic jams on the Princes Highway and other key arteries in and out of fire-affected areas. People have queued for petrol, food and water, and at times all three have been in short supply. The lines of cars leaving fire-damaged areas have slowed to a crawl at times, as Sarah Dingle reports.
In southern New South Wales and in eastern Victoria, a mass exodus is underway. At a number of service stations on the New South Wales south coast, cars lined up the road to enter, but fuel was in short supply. People stood in massive queues to buy food outside supermarkets in places like Batemans Bay and Maruya, where Woolworths staff kept a tight rein on numbers going in and out to maintain crowd control. Many were trying to stock up in order to be able to leave.
We're camping at Browlea, but we just thought we'd better get a bit of fuel while we can, clean the place up and get going maybe tomorrow, you know.
The advice was that we should leave the coast if we could, and we've been told it's safe through Brown Mountain, so we're going that way. But we were on the beach, Browlea Beach, on New Year's Eve, where the beachfront caught fire.
In the hard-hit Victorian town of Mallacoota, Anglican Minister Chris Mulheron said power had been out for days. Local shops have run out of bread, but other foods were still available.
There are, I would guess, 50 or 100 people who have lost their homes completely. And obviously that's tragic for them, and they are resigned to getting about with their cars. Or, you know, there was a lady in the op shop this morning saying she had nothing and getting some clothes to get through the day. So for those people, it's tragic and very sad. We're safe in the town, so that's, you know, we know we're safe, but smoke visibility means we can see about 200 metres at the moment, so no aircraft are getting in, I don't think.
In the New South Wales coastal town of Narooma, a public meeting was held today with a speaker set up on an outdoor stage. RFS spokesman Marty pleaded with visitors to leave the area.
With the forecast for Saturday, we want to be able to have the capacity here to support people who absolutely need to be here. We start to run out of basic supplies. I can't stress strongly enough that we're in very dire circumstances. And I don't want to see anyone... I've heard of this happening elsewhere, and it's probably not to the people who are gathering here today, but a bit of a hero thing of wanting to sit this out and see it through. That's a really dangerous strategy, and it puts a lot of other people at risk if you're taking up capacity here that doesn't need to be.
It wasn't just returning holidaymakers on the road. Also in the traffic was former Press Gallery journalist, now Cobargo local, Peter Logue, whose hometown was devastated by fire on Tuesday. Peter Logue evacuated along with the rest of his family and was driving to Canberra when he spoke to PM. He'd spent hours on the road, but with roads jammed and traffic slowed to a crawl, he'd yet to reach Cooma.
Well, we're in the P Super. Visibility varies between 200 metres and about 50 metres. There are lots of big rigs, people with boats, motorhomes.
And what about the landscape? Have you been driving through some of the burned out areas, or is it fine where you are?
Yes, all the way from Cobargo to the Bega turnoff was devastated. I saw many, many homes destroyed. Just personally, I have 10 friends in the area that I've done work with as a volunteer who have lost their homes. They are long-term residents of the area. I gave a lift to an older guy called Malcolm Elmsley who lost his home and is now considering his future and where he's going to live. And a lot of people are doing that because what's happened now is that the livelihoods of people who work there have basically been destroyed, and it will take an awful long time to put it back together again. It's been the longest day. I probably had about 5 hours sleep in 2 days. We were evacuated from our own place. All my kids were down camping at Mystery Bay, and they spotted the trouble. They turned up at our house at 4 o'clock in the morning. At 4:30, the local dairy farmer, we live in the middle of two dairy farms, Brad Tyrrell, called us up, and he said, I won't say his exact words, but he said, "Mate, get out now." So we packed everybody in the cars. There were 3 carloads of kids and a musician friend of mine from Canberra, and we got out of there fast. That fire then swept through Cobargo all the way in. And when you drive in from our place, which is about 6 kilometres away, the whole landscape is black, and many houses are gone, and I've spotted dead animals in the middle of the road. It's sort of a wasteland.
Have you heard any news of your own home? Is it still standing?
We'll just see how it goes. We evacuated a few things, all my musical instruments, all my collection of Tronic Killer wines, and some paintings. But we don't know how things are going to survive or not. But, you know, you can have the nicest home in the world, but if you're not around to live in it, what's the point?
That's Cobargo homeowner Peter Logue ending Sarah Dingle's report.